Jay, Matman, Goy on your dick, coming.
What the?
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Lots of other than everything on
my own. They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them brain fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
And there you go, and welcome to Memorial Day 2011, folks. This is Matt Man on I'm With Stupid, coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always to my right, a mere 144 miles away, is the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. And, Matt, I have a bad feeling about something here.
I do, too. And I don't know why our speech from Michelle Bachman is a guy on your dick thing, but we're going to find out later.
Yeah, we will, and we may end up, Michelle may be addressing the world on Monday's show.
Which is fine. We could do that.
Yeah.
It's anyway. Not fine. So how are you doing today on this Memorial Day weekend?
Well, you know, I'm doing great. It finally has turned into spring and summer-like weather here. The sun was shining. It was 87 degrees today.
Really?
Oh, yes. And the babes were out in force all over town. They were washing their car. They were out walking, out getting some sun. It's a beautiful sight.
Of course it is.
Yep. And how are you doing?
I'm good. I was at the beer mine today. And worked there a few hours today, and I want to thank, first of all, my junior high dance partner, Jenny, for coming through. And I want to thank all the lovely ladies who stopped by to get beer with short shorts and low-cut shirts on. It was very nice. And I hope to have more of that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's what summer's all about right there. I mean.
It is.
That's why we look forward to it. That's why I wouldn't mind living in a place where it was really warm year-round. Because,
yes.
You know, why should we have to suffer through the winter without half-naked women running around?
We shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't. And did you look at that chat room? Mike is here this
no,
week.
I didn't. I was trying to – oh, well, looky there. We have a guest, guest number 4646. And, of course, we have – Mr. Mike from St. Louis.
Yeah. Mike, hadn't been around in a while. Nice to see you.
No, he hasn't.
We thought maybe he'd given up on us. Thought maybe he didn't like us anymore.
I know.
Well, Matt, I had a something really big happen to me today.
Really?
Yes. I scored a major victory for the little guy against the oil companies.
How'd you do that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I had to put gas in my car.
Yeah.
And I go to the Shell station there, not far from the Walmart, just down the street.
Right.
And I get out, and my car requires premium unleaded. So, using the old pay at the pump. Do what?
I said, of course it does.
Yeah, that's what you get when you buy a foreign car. But I use the pay at the pump, and I, you know, pull the little thing and push the button for premium, and I start to pump the gas, and I'm looking at the pump, and it says $3.97 a gallon, or, you know, $3.97 9/10, whatever. And I look up at their big sign, and it says premium is $3.92 a gallon.
Okay.
So this is some bullshit right here. Getting ripped off. So it finishes, you know, finished pumping the gas, and I put the thing back up, and I get the receipt, and I look at it, and it charged $3.97 a gallon. So I go inside, and, of course, the coolest people in the world work at convenience stores.
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah. So I go in there, and I tell the guy, I said, dude, you know, your sign says $3.92 for premium, but the pump, it's $3.97. And he says, well, they call us and tell us to change the sign, but they change the pump electronically. We don't have control over that. And I said, well, the regular and plus are the same as what the sign says, but premium, they didn't change it. But, you know, I said that. He says, well, I don't know why they didn't change it, but I got you covered. And he gets in the register, and he prints out the little receipt thing again, and he reaches in, and he gives me my quarter back because I got 5 gallons of gas.
That is sweet.
Yep, my 25-cent refund right there on the spot.
You duped them over.
Take that.
Yeah.
Take that, Big Oil.
Take that, Saudi Arabia.
That's right. Dennis Kucinich only dreams of beating Big Oil like that. So, anyway, that's the big news from the day right there.
I'm glad. I'm sure that made your day, and I'm happy about that.
It did. Yeah, I blasted a wasp with the air hose, too.
That's always fun.
Oh, yeah, there's a little wasp just kind of hanging out right there near me, and I nailed it, and it just went...
How'd it go?
Like that. I'm really good with sound effects. I have a skill.
I see that. Oh, my God.
And Congressman Wiener just tweeted.
Did he now?
That he's just tweeted that he's closing in on the same number of followers as Michelle Bachmann. And he added the hashtag Scrappy Chasing Crazy.
He is very succinct and to the point and quite accurate in this case.
Quite accurate. Absolutely. And let's see. Anything else we need to cover before we get into the action?
I don't know. Let's see. Speaking to, first of all, since it is Memorial Day, we can't forget about why we're having this day, and we have to honor those who, you know, serve and especially have died for this country.
Absolutely. And our thanks to those who have given all in their service is far more sincere than the thanks you'll get from the announcer during a baseball or football game who squeezes that thank you in between a couple of promos for reality shows.
Right. You know, you could have Tim McCarver saying, hey, Marge shots on in the press box there, and by the looks of that last play, she looks like she was shot out of a cannon. And speaking of cannons, here's to all of our men and women who have died from mortar shells.
Now, see, that is so Tim McCarver, and it is
it's very Tim
sincere.
We're glad you're listening on Armed Forces Radio. Pedro Guerrero's up now.
And he hits a rocket to right. Speaking of rockets, let's check in with the guys at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
Or Iraq. I can't remember which place it is. They go back and forth.
It doesn't. They're all the same. But I know what Michelle Bachmann's doing this weekend. I think I do. We're going to try this one. In fact, Jay, Michelle Bachmann, the hottie of the GOP.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have to be smart as far as I'm concerned. She has my vote.
She gets the Tyra Banks pass.
Yes, she does.
On smartness when
let's
it comes
see
to
if,
babes.
Yeah, let's see if Michelle Bachmann is ready to talk. She may not be. We're going to find out in a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm James Dobson, and on behalf of Focus on the Family, I welcome you to our 2011 Memorial Day Cookout for Christ. And now help me to welcome Congresswoman and hopefully the next President of the United States, Michelle Bachmann.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson, and happy Memorial Day, my friends. As the great poet Thomas Campbell said long ago, the patriot's blood is the seed of freedom's tree. True words have never been spoken, and today across America, and indeed the world, you can see many examples of where our brave yet fallen soldiers have left their seed. It began in April of 1775, when a brave ragtag group of Americans, big in heart but small in stature, known as the Minute Men, faced the British in Concord, New Hampshire on Lexington Street and soundly routed the Redcoats. You can to this day see the results of their seed in the faces of the people of New Zealand, where in 1815 our troops defeated Lord Auckland at the Battle of Wellington, and the caged Kiwi was forever to sing free. Our seed was left during the Indian Wars of the late 1800s, when Admiral David Farragut sailed up the Ganges River and uttered, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead!" and broke the Indian blockade, allowing our troops to defeat Sitting Bull at the Battle of Calcutta. During World Wars I, II, and III, our brave soldiers left their seed in Paris, Rome, Berlin, and San Juan. To this day, the people of those countries drip in our seed. And on this Memorial Day, which marks the 100th anniversary of the end of the Cold War, no finer example of our seed bleeding in bounds than what happened in 1911. In 1911, William Tecumseh Sherman and his outnumbered troops defeated Shaka Zulu and his South Korean army at the Battle of Zama, saving the peninsula of Florida from Nazi oppression. My friends, our troops have bled and died to protect our freedoms over the years, whenever and wherever they must. And nowhere is that more apparent than when one utters the incredibly moving line from the Marine Corps hymn. From the halls of Minnetonka to the shores of Tupelo, we will fight our country's battles, here and now, and to and fro. On this Memorial Day, my fellow patriots, I have the need for seed from every one of our brave soldiers, sailors, and Marines. Enjoy the brotherhood, the burgers, and the broad during this godly event of fellowship. My friends, God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
That was.
Jay, are you crying?
I'm telling you, I'm all for
Were you grabbing a tissue? Were you grabbing a tissue just then?
Yes, I was.
I was too.
As I often am. As I often am when I think of Michelle Bachmann.
Oh yeah.
But
I mean,
that was.
I'll tell you what. If Michelle Bachmann runs for president, I'm investing in Kleenex stock.
No, absolutely. I was standing at attention halfway through that while sitting here in my chair.
I was too. I was, in fact, it was almost like fear.
I know where you were standing. I know where you were standing. Well, that was a brilliant speech. She's a great public speaker. It was inspiring. And
it was
one of the best history lessons you'll ever get right there.
Oh, I know. And I thought I was a history kind of guy, and I thought, you know, like Newt Gingrich is a history kind of guy. I mean, Michelle's got brains and beauty.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. She has a great understanding of our country's history. And
she's a total package.
She is.
So with that, you know what I was thinking about? You know, she's out there with Pastor Dobson giving that address to Focus on Family. I was thinking about some of the other GOP candidates and what they're doing to observe Memorial Day and Memorial Day weekend. You know, I was thinking about Newt Gingrich. I heard a report that he spent today and this Memorial Day weekend going to Tiffany's and buying his future ex-wife a $250,000 diamond-studded United States flag pin.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
nice.
That's
how he rolls. Yeah.
Yeah. What did he buy his mistress?
I don't know anything about her. All I know is, she's probably hot.
Yeah, probably. But, no, that's really nice. I mean, a nice United States flag pin like that. See, I bet Barack Obama would buy one for Michelle that was made in China.
Of course, you know.
Yeah, just tightwad.
I also know what I've got it on good report that I know what Mitch Daniels is doing, even though he's not running, says he's not running. I hear right now he is in his backyard bent over a hot grill of coals in a skirt and high heels cooking burgers for the women in his family.
Does he have an apron on also?
Yeah, and that's all he has on.
And his hair is in rollers, of course.
Of course. Well, yeah, they're tiny rollers, but yeah. And all the women in his family are taking turns smacking his butt with a spatula.
Uh-huh. Looking over his shoulder saying, "Those aren't cooked enough. There's not enough Cavenders on this one. Come on.
Couldn't you have diced the onions a little thinner? Come on, Mitch."
Jesus, you can't do a damn thing right.
I will let our vast chat room audience know that you can always call in at 661-244-9852.
Yep, the phone lines are open, and of course, we have a number of people who are also listening in on their mobile device, and they can call in.
At least we hope they are.
Well, they always are, so.
Yeah, we like those stealth listeners.
So, you got any big plans for Memorial Day? I know it's a big day there in Bagwine. You guys have a big parade and
J-Man,
celebration.
We have the largest. This city of 62,000 has the largest Memorial Day parade in the state of Ohio.
That's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. I mean, we got marching bands. We got Cub Scout leaders leading the troops. We got Shriners out the butt. We have perverted clowns throwing out candy. And I've always thought, you know, maybe instead of calling it the Memorial Day Parade, they could call it Pedophiles on Parade. But that's just me.
Do they have cheerleaders out there for the
Yeah, they do, but I really wish they didn't.
To follow?
Well, in Bagwine, it's kind of hard to tell the difference between the cheerleaders and the clowns.
Yeah. And surely you've got at least one guy in an Uncle Sam outfit on stilts.
Of course you do.
And he can juggle,
Bill
right?
Marine, he comes from Bill Marine's Auto Center, and and he's on stilts, dressed as Uncle Sam with a big chain around his neck and a sign that says 0% down. Free hot dog.
90 days savings cash.
That's right.
Oh, I love it when the car lots do the free hot dogs. That's how I did lunches when I was in college. Go down there. I'd have the hot dogs set up and go down there and, you know, say, well, we came down here to look at a Corvette today, you know, and have the salesman take about 30 minutes out of his day to show us everything. And then like, oh, all right, not bad. Hey, you guys have hot dogs? But we don't have a parade here in Redneckville. No parade.
No, but do you have anything at all like that down in your area?
Well, we'll have a memorial service. Memorial service on the square, and people will gather down there. I don't know. I think it's at around 11 a.m. And it draws a pretty decent crowd. Not nearly as big a crowd as, say, the Duggars drew last week.
That's what I was
going
to say. Well, the Duggars are a crowd themselves anyway, so.
That's true. If you take the Duggars out, there's not many people down there. But, it'll draw a pretty decent crowd, and they'll go down there, and the mayor will do a little welcoming speech, you know, and then one of the local ministers will get up, and he'll do an invocation, and he'll talk about Jesus and then remind everyone that Barack Obama is the Antichrist. And and then he'll get around to honoring the men and women who have sacrificed their lives in defense of this great nation.
Yeah.
And they put up about 472 American flags all over the square. It's amazing. But
Chinese made, no doubt.
Undoubtedly. Which, of course, Fred's Flag Shop will be open. Great deals running all day. And then, of course,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And probably in these dire times, he probably has one of those signboards out front that says, "Hedge your bets, Chinese flags on sale now." Crazy little
prices.
Yeah,
and he has a good supply of the 1776 flag, you know, for the Tea Partiers or the 912ers or whoever it was that was carrying that flag around.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you what, and that's sad because that is actually one of my favorite flags, is the Bennington flag, the 76 flag.
And they went and ruined it for you.
Yeah, they ruined it.
Yeah. But anyway, they'll do that, and it'll be over in time for everybody to hit Western Sizzling up for lunch and, you know, and then get out there and take advantage of those big sales at Ace Hardware and at the, you know, the furniture stores. Furniture Factory Outlet just opened a new place, so great weekend to go out there and get some good deals.
That's right. And then you got the Macy's sale, and you got white sales, because nothing says Memorial Day like new sheets.
Exactly. Yep. Every Memorial Day, go out and get some new bedding.
It's kind of like when daylight savings times come and you change your batteries in your fire detector, smoke
detector.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep, the old smoke detector. I've got mine sitting
every
right there
Memorial
on the counter.
Day, yep, every Memorial Day you want to get new sheets.
Yep. So, again, we've got the phone lines are open.
at 661-244-9852. And welcome to I'm With Stupid, to Dr. Anonymous, who dropped in the chat room.
Hola, Dr. A. And you can hear Dr. Anonymous every Thursday right here on Block Talk Radio. Usually, I think, at 8 o'clock Eastern. Last week, he was at 9 o'clock Eastern. He kind of moves it around depending on his schedule and his guest's schedule and stuff. So keep on top of that.
I hate when people move their show around so much.
Oh, I know. Those people are annoying.
I know. I'm glad we don't do that.
Yep, those are the same type of people. Those are the same type of people that would show up for a 30-minute show with 26 minutes worth of material.
Fine. I'm glad we don't do that. Any big plans for tomorrow? Because not only is Memorial Day a somber event, it is, of course, the unofficial start of summer. People have cookouts and all that. Are you doing any of that tomorrow, J-Man?
Well, no, but it is time to get the grill out and get it all cleaned up and ready to go. I'm a big fan of cooking on the grill, especially in the summer. You know, you don't have to turn the stove or the oven on, keep the house a little cooler. And personally, I prefer charcoal. I know some people prefer to use propane or even natural gas grills, and that's okay. It doesn't take a lot of skill or talent to use those, but that's okay. You know?
Yeah, that's fine. And I'll tell you what, when, you know, when I used to have a house, I had both. I had a charcoal grill and I had a propane grill. Because I'd use the propane grill during the week because it's quick. And then on the weekends, I'd use the charcoal grill. You could call me, yeah, multifaceted. Of course,
sure. Yeah, that's good planning right there.
Yeah.
But if you use the, a lot of people don't like the.
And now, of course, I have neither, including that.
Of course.
So, you know.
Yeah, but luckily, you're not bitter about any of this.
No, I didn't bring that up to be bitter. I'm sorry if you thought so, but.
No, but a lot of people don't like charcoal because they don't like the lighter fluid. They think they can taste the lighter fluid. But, you know, if you use the Kingsford, the match light,
right,
and if you let it burn itself down far enough when you cook your steak or your burgers or your brats or all of them on the grill, you won't taste lighter fluid. You'll taste the charcoal. And don't forget to put the hickory chips in there.
Yeah.
So you can get that little smoky flavor going.
That's right.
Yeah, and then
there's a second alternative too about missing the taste of the lighter fluid. You know, if you really drink a lot, you could cook it in pure lighter fluid, and the burgers would just come out just fine.
That's true. I thought you were going to say just, you know, pour your tequila over the charcoal briquettes.
There you go.
Let it go.
What do you cook with? Well, I cook with Everclear.
I get a little moonshine out of from the basement. And
screw that charcoal.
But also, don't forget that you can freeze your burgers and your brats that you've cooked on the grill. So don't be afraid to make a whole lot. You can put them up there in the freezer and then just heat them up when you want them.
Exactly.
And in fact, if you freeze your burgers that you previously made on your grill, you cook them up in a skillet, they'll still have that smoky flavor, but they'll have a little bit of different texture to it from the skillet, kind of, you know, the way it cooks it and stuff. And it's pretty good stuff. So
there you go.
A little tip for y'all out there.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people forget, you know, when you cook on charcoal, that thing stays warm for a long time. You need to take advantage of that. Don't waste it.
I've always admired how much of an environmentalist you are.
I'm very frugal.
You are.
And,
so Some people would say cheap. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But, you know.
No. There's a difference. And we are no longer live streaming, but we have a caller.
Oh, we do?
We do. Well, want me to get that?
I got it. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I thought I'd call in on the part where you're not recording it anymore, so there's no record of this.
Oh, but it is recording.
I know. Unfortunately, I know.
Likewise.
See, that's what's the problem with just staying in the chat room. I put a comment out there about someone being called Mr. Quick and got no response.
Oh, it was hilarious. I just, you know. Just doing other things. We have a breaking news here. The death toll in Germany from an E. coli breakout from infected cucumbers has reached 10. That's 10 lonely women have died from...
Oh, that's not funny.
They probably ought to name this incident Fräulein Fatale. Thank you.
Yes, that did deserve a rim shot.
But not an immediate one, a delayed one.
That's true. That's true.
Which now, Jay, the Germans are upset about because they're very punctual. And you were late on that.
They are. They're very unimpressed with slowness.
If they're going to make fun of us, he could have put that rim shot a little quicker.
But it's okay because they're impressed with my frugality.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it is a yin and yang there. Very good.
Yeah.
So what's up, Mike?
So
I haven't been ignoring you. You've been moving around so much, it's hard to keep up with you. And plus, this time of day on Saturday, it's no wonder there's hardly anybody in the chat room. You know?
Well,
anything else you want to make fun of us about?
any other complaints? I don't really recall us saying the complaint line is open, but...
I was wondering if I was going to have to throw another one out there to get a response.
Yeah. So, okay, everybody, the bitch line is open. Go ahead and call in. You got something to bitch about?
No, it's too late to call. I got in on the last few seconds.
Well, I know in theory it's a somber holiday, but do you have to bring us all down?
It's togetherness. Togetherness is what it's all about.
Misery loves company.
Most weeks we have a few people in the chat room. This weekend, though, the first weekend that the weather's actually been decent for most people,
pizza,
and everybody's got
Memorial Day, start of Memorial Day. Monday's good.
Maybe everybody will be there for our Monday show.
I was going to say. Well, you could catch them before the barbecues.
Yeah, well, Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here
10
on Blog Talk
Central.
Radio.
Before Henton? My arising time. that's why I missed the
way.
That's why.
Well, why don't we check with Mrs. Mike on when you're... Never mind.
That's why I missed the last couple of Mondays. I wake up at like 11 o'clock and it's like, oh, shit. I missed them again.
Well, that's okay, because we sleep through most of the show, too.
I understand.
Shout out to Dutch Bitch, who I see on Twitter right now. How you doing?
Oh, and she's talking about a different show. Well, she's just talking about Vinny.
She's replying to Mr. Vinny Bond, who you can hear every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on Block Talk Radio on Music on the Couch.
It's 9 p.m.
Setup there, Matt.
What's that?
That was a good setup right there. Good job.
9 p.m. real time.
Yeah. So have you got big plans for the rest of the weekend, Mike?
Nope. Just going to my sister's house on Monday.
I didn't really expect you to say anything other than no, but, you know.
Eat.
Okay.
Pork steaks. You mentioned hamburgers and brats and hot dogs. What about pork steaks?
You know, pork is actually best on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the best way to prepare it, is to just throw it on the grill. Cook the hell out of it.
A lot of people that don't know what pork steaks are, but in St. Louis, they're a big thing because there are a lot of Germans here.
Oh.
Which I always found ironic because it's called St. Louis after a Frenchman. I always found that ironic.
They came later and took it over.
So are there some good German restaurants up there then?
Oh, yeah. German, Italian. We've got all our little sections like big cities do. We've got a big Bosnian section now, too.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I think most cities do. I mean, Bagwine is flooded with Bosnians right now. We have to call the exterminators because there's so many damn Bosnians in this. Oh, my God, it's crazy.
You know what? I'll go out around town this weekend and wander around and see if I can find any Bosnians here.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get down there, Jay.
Yeah.
You'll probably walk. They're passed out in a bush will be Milosevic, you know, with a 40th King Cobra in his hand.
Yeah, the first victim of our going wet.
Good.
Oh, of course, tomorrow is the Indianapolis 500.
I'll tell you what, and I agree with Mike. I'll tell you what, I used to religiously watch the Indy 500 until back in the late 80s. When they split and they did the
The IRL.
The USAC. That ruined IndyCar racing.
Yeah, and they've since merged again, but it's under the IRL, it's under Tony George, which means it sucks.
Yeah.
And you know, but they tried to kind of make it more redneck, like NASCAR was. What was cool about IndyCar was how much more sophisticated the cars were and how much better the technology was.
And how much faster they were. And no one cares anymore, and I don't either. And I used to like that. And I'm not a racing fan, but I would always watch that race.
I probably won't watch it. I usually don't. I'll turn it over late, see who, you know. I'll turn it over late and see how far behind Danica Patrick is.
Yeah, I was just going to mention her name.
You know, it doesn't matter if she finishes anywhere from, well, she won't finish first, but if she finishes anywhere from, say, 5th to 35th, she'll be the first person they interview.
Yep.
Yeah. Danica, great job losing again today, as you always do. How was it out there? Well, you know, my team sucks. It's everybody else's fault. We could have done an audio file for that.
Have you seen my calendar recently?
Yeah, I'm doing another spread in, you know, Maxim magazine.
And you'll be looking at it, won't you?
No, I won't, because she's not that
No, she's not.
Much. She's not. There's not much. She doesn't really have any curves at all.
I know. She's kind of like Natalie Portman.
Yeah, well, now.
You just have to look.
Natalie Portman, that's completely unfair. First of all, Natalie Portman has lots of curves right now.
Well, okay.
But Natalie, you know, that's different. Natalie is Jewish, so. Patrick doesn't even have that going for her. She's Irish. That's not that there's anything wrong with Irish chicks either.
Yeah, I'll tell Shmoop you said that. Unbelievable.
But speaking of another babe who who didn't really accomplish much in the sporting world, Anna Kournikova is going to be one of the trainers on The Biggest Loser next season. I think that's going to. Oh, man, she is. But I think it's a brilliant idea because anybody who's seen her knows that she is a fitness expert because she's got this incredible body and she always stays in shape. And if you followed her tennis career, she knows all about losing. You know, that was my own joke and I couldn't be ready for that one.
It was close enough. Oh my God.
As I'm saying, she knows all about losing. I've got the mouse and I'm trying to, you know, get it right on the little arrow so I can play. You know, hosting a show is not easy. It takes a lot of talent, a lot of skill.
It does.
Getting that arrow in that little mouse.
Yeah. It's harder than it looks.
I know. Sometimes it's hard to upload the correct file. And then you have to scurry around during the show to upload the correct file.
I was going to ask you if that's what you did, if you uploaded during the
show. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. I guess your personal assistant uploaded the wrong file.
No, I'm not going to go there because I want to get late tonight. It was all my fault.
Yeah, I put a block on it. Anna, what?
Kournikova, Mike. K
with a K.
Oh, it's a K.
K-O-U-R.
I'm going to try and get another virus here.
Oh my God.
Okay, Google knows what I'm looking for.
Oh yes, Google does.
The KOU got it.
Are you there yet, Mike?
I like tennis. And I'm almost there.
I didn't need to know that.
That was creepy.
That was creepy.
So anyway, yes, Anna Kournikova, quite an attractive lady.
Yes, she is.
Nice to know that. Oh my God. It's nice to know that the ball's in your court, Mike, but I don't want to hear about it.
Here she is getting ready to kiss another girl.
Okay, stop it. Just stop. Oh, my God. You get home from the early bird special from the country club, and you're just you're out of sorts.
Here she is eating a banana.
Oh, my God.
BTR is going to cut us off in less than a minute, and I think Mike needs that.
Oh, my God.
I'm going back to the banana picture.
Of course you are.
Now you're pretending that you are a banana.
Oh. Here she is.
Oh, God,
oh,
that is
man.
A sound I didn't want to hear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
Here
she is, pulling down the front of her bikini to take a look. I mean, I didn't think this would pop up on Google, but let's see how big we can make this.
Well, because you always had...